We get to participate in a form of that love today. And the participation part is you will sit and listen and pray for young people through a blessing service today. This is our service that we have before school starts. And we've asked that anyone that asked for prayer for a young person to come forward. And I will lay hands on them and pray for them, just as Christ did many years ago. In Mark 10, the parents kept bringing their little children to Jesus, though he would lay his hands on them and bless them. I can't give you a blessing, only God can. And that's what where it's coming from. But the disciples kept rebuking and scolding people for doing it. They didn't see the big picture. When Jesus saw what was happening, he became upset, indignant with his disciples, and said to them, Let all the little children come to me and never hinder them, never hold them back. Don't you know that God's kingdom realm exists for such as these? And as we go into this portion of this extension of steadfast love, we're going to focus a lot on students. But you know there's more to a school than students. There are teachers that spend hours outside of contract for these kids. Paras that assist. Individual students. Custodians who clean the rooms. A classroom that is never touched soon becomes not a very good classroom. But those custodians make a difference. Bus drivers. We see the yellow taxis going around on this time of year. They're training, but they're about to start. Remember, that stop sign means stop from both directions. That bus driver is worried. They're watching people almost hit their kids. And that's what they will tell you. That's their kids. Teachers will tell you it's their kids. Parents will tell you it's their kids, because they have ownership of who these children are. They're in their care, and they value that care. Administrators are another. Maybe they touch one-on-one with students as they go through the buildings, but their focus is about student and education. So our prayer today, our blessings, will not be just for individual students, which it will be that. But I want you to think about all of the people that make a school function. Did I miss one? Did I miss anybody? Because I did. And I want to see if anybody picks up on who I missed. Office staff. Cafeteria.
Parents.
That's huge. Thank you for adding to the list. But parents are huge. When that student comes home, a parent can make or break the evening. If they come home from a horrible day at work, what's going to happen to that student that night at home? Are they going to be able to pick up the pieces? Are they going to be able to put their child first and help them? Read to them. Do whatever. Make them feel the love that they have. Many students, and I'm glad you mentioned the cafeteria, many students don't have food when they go home. They eat breakfast and lunch at school, and that's their food. So when we pray today, let's go beyond what we might have thought when we came in. Loving God, as we take this time to focus on the upcoming school year, There are many people that are already back to work, planning and working and preparing for the students that will arrive. God, we ask that you prepare the way. You're already in the schools and you're not leaving. And thank you for that. Give wisdom to everyone, from student to administrator and everyone in between, the parents that send their children off every day. God, that you put your loving arms around, that you would send protection, that bad things don't go, do not happen. And God, we know you love everyone in that school. The difference that a teacher makes, the difference that a young person can make to his classmates, the difference a bus driver makes when they say hello first thing in the morning and goodbye the last thing at the end of the school day. There are so much and so many people doing things, and we pray that your hand would be in each. As we continue this service, we praise you in Jesus' name. I would ask that the young people that are here come forward with their adult member that's a part of here so we can have this as a family event. Miss Jade, see, you will be middle school, sixth grade? Awesome. We'll start with you and we'll get to Jamie in a minute. Grandma and Grandpa's here, right? Have they been good to you? Well, see, I need to know what all to pray for. Okay. We bow your heads. Loving God, we bring Jade to you. God, you are fully aware of her. You've watched her grow up. She's such a beautiful young lady. And this is a year that she enters middle school. It's a transition, God, that happens every year to so many, but this is Jade's turn. And God, we ask that you would give her wisdom in her choice of friends and how she communicates, her relationship with teachers, that she could be attentive and that she would be a positive example in the classroom and in the school, that God, you would use her to extend love to others, that you would just bless her in every possible way. Be with her parents at home today that aren't here, and we ask that you would be with them. We thank you for her grandparents and the love that they have. And God, we ask that your steadfast love just fall all around her and that she can feel and know that she can reach out to you at any time, and you will always be there, and we praise you for it. We thank you, and we do ask. I ask that you would just bless Jade this year and in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Miss Jamie, what class grade will you be?
Third.
Third grade. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Good. That's the best way to be. Again, if you bow your heads. God, I bring Jamie here, and again, from the same home, and she has a loving older sister, that they would get along, they would help and be kind to one another, that they would be receptive of your undying love in their life. And God, as third grade rolls around, the opportunity to share and have fun with other kids and just be a good role model and positive, again, let Jamie just be a student that the teacher just absolutely loves and that she can respond well and set a good example. Thank you again for her family, the extension of love that is there. And I ask that you would just protect Jamie from any injury this year, that you would always be watchful of her. And God, we just thank you, and I thank you and ask that you would just reach your loving arms around Jamie and just love her and bless her this school year. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, girls. Now, Friday night, there were two young people that are very near to me that were here, kind of bouncing all over the place. But they left Saturday morning with their parents on vacation. But as last year, I got their backpacks. So we're going to use that as an example. This one's not Dylan's. Just thought I'd make that very clear. I was told not to lose any of these things as well. Apparently, that's a big deal. So, Peyton and Dylan, I will pray for them collectively and together. God, I thank you for the little people in my life, in our life. For Peyton, who is 10 and will be going into fifth grade. God, schooling is not always easy, but she tries very hard and she does well. And God, this summer she has excelled in some of the studies that she's done. And I ask that you would just continue that process, that you would allow her to be at peace at school, that she can be a good example, that her relationship with the students in her class as well as her teacher would be awesome, that she could have just a wonderful, fantastic fifth grade this year, and that you would just keep your loving arms around her. And for her younger brother, Dylan, that as he goes into a third grade this year, that you would give him patience and a willingness to listen, that you would just put your loving arms around him and allow the two of them to get along together, to be supportive of one another, that they could continue to respond to their parents and be with them as well. We thank you for the loving home that they are in. We pray for their safety on their vacation, that they would return, and that school would be a wonderful experience this year, that from the time they get on the bus till they return home, and then whatever homework they might have, that they would be responsive. And God, that you would be a big and a huge part of their life, that they could feel your very presence. And we thank you for that and ask that you would be with Peyton and Dylan this year. In Christ's name, amen. I know of only one more that I specifically want to pray for, and I would ask that Laura would come up for that. This is Laura's last year as a teacher. She's retiring this year. 24 years? 24 years of working with middle school kids, 7th and 8th grade. 7th and 8th grade is a challenging year. When I say that to people, they go, oh, I'm sorry, or God bless her. Or, I mean, it's there's something about that. She also teaches yearbook, which is a big deal at the middle school she's at. She puts, I have watched for years, her come home and spend every evening doing schoolwork, all evening long, hour after hour, day after day, weekends, because those kids are important to her. So I would ask that she come over here if you'd join me in prayer. God, I lift up Laura to you. She is a tremendous blessing. She has loved kids for many, many years, and she has reached into their lives. And I pray you've used her to make a difference. And I know you have, because I've seen the results from some of the feedback from the kids as young adults, some with children now. And God, as she goes into her last school year, that you would just bless it, that you would put this huge feeling of love of your spirit guarding her, guarding her room, that the students, when they enter into her classroom, there is a difference. And God, it is you. And that you would give her wisdom and how to deal with the various children, the young people, with their parents. And I ask that you would give her wisdom in that, dealing with the administration as well, and that her yearbook staff, the hours that she puts into that, the kids would excel, and that you would be able to use them for greater things in the future. And I thank you for allowing Laura to be a part of that. And again, I just pray that you would bless and that we can support her, I can support her, as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen. I know there are some of you that have children that are teachers. Some of you have family members that are involved in the school in various ways. And I will close this portion with a prayer, and then we'll go to the final song. God, as we experience life, as we talked about today, there's good times, there's bad times, there's times that are better than others, but you are a constant. And as we think of the upcoming school year, we maybe think of our children as a teacher or grandchildren, great-grandchildren as students, of the impact of what school is. We pray for protection, that you would stop the enemy from entering and doing evil. We ask for wisdom in the part of everyone involved in school, from the new kindergartner to the graduating senior in high school, to administration, to teachers, and anyone involved. God, we thank you. We ask for your continued love and blessing on each. In Jesus' name, amen.